As you just heard in the first reading, we begin the first of four songs that are embedded in the text of the prophecy of Isaiah, in that section that goes from 4 to 55. And an exegete, Doom, sort of isolated them and said, we have these four songs. We do. They're embedded in the text. But we can look at them as we will. Monday we have the first one, Tuesday the second one, Thursday the third one, and Good Friday the fourth one, which is the most famous and the longest. And they describe Jesus. Let us ask the Holy Spirit this year to show us the presence of Jesus throughout the whole of the Old Testament. He is the Word of God. This is the Word of God. It's a hard lesson for our minds, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can grasp it. Whoever the prophet had in mind, he had in mind the prophet to come. This is the prophet, the king, the one spoken about in Isaiah 7, 9, 11, and so, you know, this is the one. And so now we have these descriptions. Here is my servant. A servant. See, prophets are servants. What characterizes them is that they are intimate with God. And God talks to them and tells them things. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one, with whom I am pleased. Our Lord's whole life was put under that saying, when those were the words at his baptism, upon whom I have put my spirit, which happened at the baptism. He shall bring forth justice to the nations. Justice. Justice is the right relationship in truth to everyone and to everything. He will bring the only justice of which man is capable, namely that which he receives from the cross of Christ. Not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. My servant. This is Jesus. Those lines are in Matthew. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench. Thank God. That's us. A bruised reed, good for nothing, bent, broken. He shall not break it. A wick about to go out, he shall not quench. Until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. This is a description of our Lord, given by a prophet, modeled on another prophet, Jeremiah. He saw in Jeremiah the sufferings of Jesus enacted in Jeremiah. He understood that because the Word of God came to Jeremiah. The Word of God was the source of all his suffering. Thus says the Lord God, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spreads out the earth with its crops, who gives breath to its people and spirit to those who walk on it. Now the Lord talks to his prophet. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. Three times. Establish the right relationship between the people, human beings, and God. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations. This will affect every human being on the world. A light. Remember how Simeon sang this? Now you can let your servant go in peace, O Lord. My eyes have seen your salvation, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. To open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. That our Lord takes as the motto of his whole ministry. There is really a fifth song. It's in the latter part, in chapter 61 of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to preach good news, the liberation news to the poor. Open the eyes of the blind. In other words, that prophecy says, see, this is being fulfilled. And Jesus stood there in Nazareth and said, this is fulfilled today. It's fulfilled right now. We're getting ready to celebrate this week in which we celebrate and thank. Thank you for the cross. Thank the Lord. Because all of this is true now. Actually exists now because of the cross of Christ. Because of his suffering, which he caught up into his heart, and the act of love in which he died, bringing all of that suffering, all of his own life, all of the life of every human being who would ever live, back to the Father. That's the servant. Mary is described as anointing Jesus' feet. This is a challenging. We know of the woman who anointed, his feet in Magdala. She was a prostitute. She anointed his feet and wiped them with her hair, out of gratitude for knowing her forgiveness. Is this the same? No? In the synoptics, at this point, this woman anoints his head. She anoints him king. The Messiah, Mashiach, the anointed one. John, with that mystical genius, puts them together. Costly perfumed oil made from aromatic nard. Judas is right. That's a year's wages that she has in that. And she comes and she pours it all over him. You see, she anoints the feet and dries them with her hair. And the room, the church, was filled with the fragrance. Why? Because of her love. And so John takes these things and puts them together to say, watch. This is what you're called to understand who Jesus is and what he's done for you. And then pour out everything you've got at his feet. And the house, that is the church, will be filled with the fragrance.